If it's Friday, it's time for Radio Theater. Brian Matuszak, the executive producer of Rubber Chicken Theater, a man who now lives in the lap of luxury. He joins us to talk about theater on the radio. Radio Theater on Northland Morning. Now that you're not an actor, Brian, you just get to put your feet up and think of great ideas and, you know, write that down as actual work, right?
Absolutely. I just get to sit around and come up with funny tweets for the Rubber Chicken Twitter account. That's about all I'm doing nowadays.
Man, I admire you. I admire you. No, you decided last year in a famous, newsworthy, and heavily covered decision.
There you go.
To step back from the performing part and concentrate on the writing and the producing part. So what I want to know is this summer you're going through a big transition, summertime, autumn time, big transitions for people. The child is leaving the nest. What
right.
I want to know is how are you planning to transform this pain into art?
Boy, I don't know. That's a good question. I'm sure it'll crop up somewhere. but yeah, that's what we're spending our summer here doing, getting ready to prepare our daughter Kaylee to head down to Mankato. That's where she's going to be going to college starting in September.
But it seems to me that there's a whole, you know, that there's a really angsty piece there about new beginnings and goodbyes and transitions and the fact that now you're going to be empty nesters.
Yeah. You know, that's interesting. I ran across something not that long ago that kind of spoke to me about this, and it was, and so I was interested in maybe exploring that in either a column or some place. But it just had to do with the idea that, you know, you're going to be an empty nester and the child is leaving, and, you know, it's certainly not as traumatic as, you know, a death or, you know, something like that, but it's still something because it's a person who was here, you know, and who was a part of your life for 18 years, and now they're not going to be, you know, so there's a transition there. Some people kind of say, well, it's not that important, but it is. It's still, you know, it's still something that we're going through. So
now you and I were kind of an age. I'm really, really old. But did your family live here in the area?
About 20 miles north in a little town called Saginaw. That's where I grew up. Yeah.
See, that's cheating because, yeah. See, I went way across the state.
Right.
And I'm thinking, you know, we've got Twitter and we've got FaceTime and Facebook and cell phones and texting and Skype. And, you know, except for the fact that she's going to be really, really busy having fun, learning stuff, and we'll have no time for her parents.
Right.
you know, there's the opportunity to stay in touch a lot better.
I think that's absolutely true, yeah. You know, when we went off to college, we ran away, and they were lucky to see us a couple more times at the holidays, maybe, or write a letter. How about that? That's
I used to write letters.
You're certainly right about that. It'll be, and that'll probably help a little bit. Because it's certainly more instantaneous, and there's more opportunities to be in contact, so we will be taking advantage of all of those.
So you've also got to start, you know, turning your attention to the fall and what Rubber Chicken's going to be up to in the fall.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got a bright, shiny new mayor.
Yeah.
So that's kind of exciting. What are some other things that are going into the imaginative hopper to be perhaps regurgitated a little later on this year?
Well, it's going to be as there is every year, there's always lots of stuff going on. And I'm excited, actually, to see because I've taken that step back, the Christmas show, our annual Christmas show that I've been a part of forever, is going to be taken over by Kathy Padeswa. She's going to be the director and sort of oversee it this year. And she's been a part of the last handful of shows, so she's certainly no stranger to sketch comedy or that end of the year look back sort of thing, and she's already got a lot of great ideas. And
she's quite a dancer. Did you know that?
Absolutely.
Yep.
She always puts together our big finale.
The
last few years, and so it'll be fun to see. I mean, I'll certainly contribute, and Kathy needs any help, I'm certainly here. But it will be fun to just go and see it, you know, and not be a part of it every day.
Sit in the audience like a real person.
Absolutely.
Yeah. When you get a load of the ticket price, you know, you'll say, well, I'm having the whole experience now.
That's right.
I'm just teasing you. I don't even know what tickets cost, and it doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
Is Rubber Chicken ever thinking about perhaps adding maybe something a little more, air quotes, serious, comma, air quotes, reflective, question mark?
I don't know if that's something we'll ever move into. That might be something that I individually as an artist move into, but I think Rubber Chicken is always just, by virtue of the name Rubber Chicken Theater, it's always going to be that. You know, there's certainly comedies out there that have a little bit more depth to them, and those are certainly something that we're not adverse to. You know, a few years back we did American Buffalo, which, if you know David Mamet, that's a pretty dark, intense play, but at its center is a character that is, you know, rather hilarious, actually. So, I mean, we have tackled things like that, and we'll probably still continue to do that. Another thing we're actually looking at, just reminded me of, is just producing and bringing in other things. There's a gentleman by the name of David Safford who was here last year to do, he's in Portland now, but he's done Rubber Chicken shows, and he was here last spring to do a musical review for us, a Tom Lehrer musical review, and that was a lot of fun. And so at the time David was in town, he was telling me about another thing that he does, which is a one-man show of Liberace. He plays Liberace, and I said, that's fantastic. So I'm talking to David right now about bringing that back into town at some point this fall as well.
That's got Rubber Chicken written all over it.
Absolutely.
That does indeed.
Liberace, baby. That's great.
Well, Brandon, it'll be exciting to continue to talk with you. And, of course, you know, you know that you continue to be the executive producer of Rubber Chicken. You got to keep it together emotionally for that. And, of course, because we'll talk to you in another 13 weeks or so.
That sounds good. I can't wait.
All right. Hang on to that mental health, Brian.
I'll try.
Brian Matusak joined us this morning as our guest. He's the executive producer of Rubber Chicken Theater, and he joined us to talk about theater on the radio. Funding is provided for radio theater by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.